Don't be afraid of commitment. Committing doesn't mean you don't have your freedom. You're listening to Confidently She. Let's gently cleanse that internalized misogyny and equip you to handle what life brings your way. I'm Rebecca Biggie, and I'm here to help. Welcome to the show. Hey, hey, this is Confidently She. We are talking about Aquarius in this episode of the Zodiac series. This is the final air sign in the Zodiac. Very special. Very cool. Aquarius is born from January 20th to February 18th. My longest friend in the world, I won't say oldest friend because that kind of sounds like she is super old. We're about the same age. My longest friend is an Aquarius, which is so interesting. My best friends are air signs. And I was like, I thought that I didn't like air signs, but you know what? Air signs make me grow. They make me think about things differently. Earth signs and water signs validate me, and then air signs and fire signs make me think. They're kind of like, what? How do I? Okay. So Aquarius is an air sign, and one of my dear, dear friends is an Aquarius, and she is just totally this way, very progressive, independent thinkers, okay? Aquarius is like a true original. They're going to do it their way, and you can do it your way, and they don't care about that, but they're going to do them. They have their own ideas. They've got their own perspective, and they have a unique ability to equally, and I mean equally, see both sides of an argument. They are the true mediator. They can rationalize another person's point of view, even if they don't agree with them. Now, they don't like when people disagree with them. They don't like it when they disagree with them on a philosophical level. So Aquarius does not like Capricorn, usually, because if you listened to the Capricorn episode, it's so interesting because every next zodiac sign is like almost the opposite of the one before it. So if you're in a relationship with someone who is your next or previous sign, it can be pretty difficult because there's just a lot of differences there. So Aquarius is very open-minded, diplomatic, progressive, original, independent, and they don't like when people disagree with ideas like independence, originality, letting people be who they are. Capricorn's all about tradition and history, and this is the way it's always been done, and everyone must do it my way, otherwise you're wrong. And Aquarius is like, you do it your way because that means I can do it my way. And whenever I have a new idea, I can just run with it because they're an air sign. They want to be moving. Other signs like water and earth, not so much. They want to be more stable. Okay. So Aquarius, the way I've been talking about them so far, it's like, okay, well, how could an Aquarius possibly get any better, right? Well, you are an air sign, so I'm going to call you out for your air sign quality, which is Aquarius, you don't like conflict, okay? I don't think anyone likes conflict. I think it's weird if you like conflict, but Aquarius, as an air sign, you really shy away from conflict because where you are most comfortable is in the middle. You don't want to say who's right or who's wrong. You don't want to pick a side. You feel more comfortable just saying, well, there's truth in both matters. So, you know, whichever one you want to do, that's fine. And we'll just all move on from there. Okay? You need to stand up for yourself more. You need to set boundaries more of this is what I believe. This is the choice I'm making. And instead of being passive aggressive or just making a choice and not telling anybody, you need to be more communicative and bold in this is what I believe. I'm going to choose this side. And while it's very helpful for you to be diplomatic and fair and understanding both sides in an argument or anything like that, it actually will come around and hurt you later because you won't be able to commit. It'll be hard for you to actually make a decision because this idea of freedom is so appealing to you, even in your choices. You want to be free in your choices. You'd never want to be tied down. And sometimes this will show up differently in different areas of your life. Maybe it's not relationships. Maybe it's work. You don't want to commit to any certain career. You don't want to commit to any certain location. Maybe you're moving around a lot. Or maybe it is with relationships. You can't decide between a few people, so you just don't decide at all. Or you wait for someone else to make your decisions for you. It's funny, everyone thinks Aquarius is a water sign because it sounds like aqua. And because the symbol is like the woman carrying the pitcher of water, but it's actually an air sign. Fun fact. So this air sign wants to be original. Well, they are original. It's not that they want to be. They are original, progressive. They've always got new ideas. They're very independent. And they want to encourage the independence and the free thought of other people. They love intelligent, deep conversations because that's what progressive people do, right? They talk about new ideas and exploring how other people are being original and what they're doing. And they're very supportive of everyone. Kind of, you know, like air signs can be misinterpreted as like a total flirt, you know, like, because they're so interested in other people and getting to know them, it can come off as being flirtatious. Like Libra, Aquarius, Gemini, whatever, they can come off as really flirty. But really what it is they want to know all the original thoughts, ideas, perspectives of other people in this moving, free-flowing kind of way that they're not tied down, but they're interested. So that's not them being super flirtatious. That's just, they're showing this interest to a lot of people from a genuine place. But someone like me, who's a Scorpio, water sign, I show interest in no one. I am not interested unless I am very interested. It's like, you do not have my attention until you have all of my attention. And that has its own challenges, right? But as an air sign, you give a lot of your attention to a lot of different people, and that can be confusing for some people that aren't used to that. But fire signs and other air signs, they know what that's like. But water signs and earth signs can kind of take that personally because they're like, well, hold on, I was like invested in you and now you're just not? Like, what? So how does Aquarius become more confident? You need to expand in commitment. Pick a side, Aquarius. Who's right? Who's wrong? Even if it's 51%, 49%, just pick a side. Choose a perspective. Say if something is right or wrong. Don't let other people make your decisions for you. That's one thing that Aquarius can fall into, is because they're so diplomatic. If someone comes along with an intense personality to influence them, you can be influenced into making decisions and going down a path that you actually didn't choose, but because they were very adamant about it, you decided to go along with them because you're like the opposite of stubborn. You can be convinced of a lot of different things, but you hold all of those opinions rather loosely. That's Aquarius. So don't be afraid of commitment. Committing doesn't mean you don't have your freedom. Don't confuse the freedom of choice and options with happiness. Happiness and originality and independence does not come from always being able to make a different choice. There are some areas of your life that need to be secure and stable. And you're not giving up any of your originality or independence by committing in certain ways. It's safe to commit to good relationships. It's safe to commit to a good career path because you know you can always make changes and be original within that context. So within the context of marriage, you can be independent. You can be original. You can do things a little differently. My friend, who's an Aquarius, she is a mom. She's a stay-at-home mom, right? That doesn't sound super original, right? But the way she parents is pretty cool. She treats her kids like independent, free-thinking children. You know, that she doesn't treat them like adults, but she listens to them. She respects them. And she is a very progressive, original parent. And it's cool. But she's not doing something groundbreaking by being a stay-at-home mom. You see the difference there? It's like, don't get in your head. Don't be confined by what you think independence looks like. Because that in and of itself is putting boxes and limits on your originality, isn't it? That in and of itself is limiting your progressive nature by thinking that certain things can't be reinvented. Oof. How's that? I'll let that sit in for a while. I'll leave you with that, Aquarius. You can unpack that, explore that, and find ways in your life that you're making assumptions about what that's supposed to be, and then see where you can invent and be creative and original within the context of something that you find unimaginative. So that is Aquarius, the final air sign of the zodiac. That's what I have for you for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk soon. Share this episode with a friend, and if you're listening on iTunes, make sure to leave that 5-star rating and a review with a few words describing what it means for you to be confidently she. I'll go first. She shows up for the people and the ideas that she believes in.